Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There is no better group of ones for flower power than forms of the shrubby potentilla, producing single rose-like flowers continually from June to the first frost. All are very easy to...
Weather, 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 hey? Every week we... have something to talk about when it comes to the weather. And of course, the last few days, some really heavy rain. Just about enough to fill my water butts, and that'll probably last about 2 or 3 days. The soil is just so dry. And immediately following 2 or 3 storms, we in Essex had some really strong winds and quite high temperatures, and goodness, that dried things out even more. I've never seen shrubs in such distress in some gardens and on the roadside. I'm told we need 5 days' rain to recover back to normal soil moisture levels, and I don't suppose we'll see that for a month or two. Now, just as I forecast several weeks ago, the Royal Horticultural Society have announced the termination of their London shows. Why they went through all that discussion about charging members admission to London shows at the AGM last month, when the executive must have known they were going to be moved to Hyde Hall, I really don't know. But there we are. That's the real end of an era. From the very early days of the Royal Horticultural Society, members used to take their plants, even to the bookshop at Hatchards, where the society started. But no more in London. Now, I'm afraid it will have to be out into the RHS gardens. Hyde Hall will suit me. It's quite close to home. It's the time of year when they announce the regional award winners for the Garden Centre Association inspections. The national awards will be announced in January, but the regional ones are pretty interesting. I mean, up in the northwest and the northeast, we have Cowles Garden Centre, Fron Goch, Tong and Bents, all in the winners. Down in North Thames, Squires at Shepperton and Perrywood are the regional winners there, while Haskins at Roundstone and Squires again, Hersham, are the South Thames winners. It was interesting to see in Garden Trade News that plant sales are holding up remarkably well. For 12 consecutive weeks, the sales have been up on 2017. And last week, garden products overall were up 5%, with growing media up 19%. And all plants up 54%. It's amazing, really, when you think how difficult it is to keep things watered, that people are still out and about blowing plants. Actually, if you've got a plant which looks pretty good in your garden, or the complete garden looks pretty good, you know, there are prizes on offer for those people who are feeding their garden with Richard Jackson's Flower Power. He's offering £100 each month for the best photograph. You can get full details on richardjacksonsgarden.co.uk/photo competition. So if you've got a plant you know you think is outstanding, take a picture and send it off to him. But then, what are the jobs to do this week? You know, I sit and watch the gardening programme each week, Gardener's World, and really they drive me to despair. I mean, they were doing some summer pruning on fruit and cut off all the side growth. If you're going to do summer pruning, then you cut back to leave six leaves on the side shoot. Those leaves, of course, generate enough food and energy to keep swelling fruit. And also, they encourage the formation of flower bud for fruiting next year. You know, there could well be quite a shortage of autumn and winter veg with this very dry weather. It's going to have quite a dramatic effect. I was interested to hear that in 1976, which is really very much on my mind in terms of extreme drought, the dryness didn't start until the school holiday, whereas now we've had 6 weeks already with no rain. So it's going to get pretty desperate. And one possible choice is to sow a few climbing or French beans now. You could even sow them in pots. And they will crop come September, October. And if you have more than you need, they would freeze very well. And that would be a very useful source of fresh vegetable when prices could well rocket. What's on? Well, it's the Royal Horticultural Society Hyde Hall Garden Show from today through to the 5th of August. If you're making that trip, be sure to go up to the new veg garden and on to the Thompson & Morgan Floral Fantasia. Fantastic show of new and fairly modern varieties of summer bedding and a few veg too. But boy, that's colourful. Make sure you make that extra journey up to the new veg garden, and then you should see the sign and a pyramid some 20 or 30 feet high covered with begonias in full flower. Well worth that extra walk. My guest this week is Adam Wrigglesworth, a director of Aylett Nurseries. You know, really very well-known company for their dahlias and more recently, really large and very successful and progressive garden centre. Adam, how are you coping with all this high temperature?
Really, we love sunshine and it's great for gardens and people being in the garden, but it really has been quite intense recently, hasn't it? And I think our team certainly feel like they're welded to their hose pipes. we're very lucky because we've got quite a bit of shade. Our walkways provide a bit of shade. And obviously we're here early and we're here sort of late on. So it's okay. It's the middle of the day is pretty hot and I think customers really feel a bit frazzled on occasions.
Yeah.
But I've been amazed, Peter, how much plant material is selling. I mean, people really are loving this weather in their gardens, barbecuing, you know, in the evenings and been seeing lots and lots of plant sales on the back of it.
Yes, I've just been referring to the Garden Trade News figures. I don't understand it because it's so difficult once you've bought a plant under these conditions to keep it growing well. But sales seem to be as good as we've ever had.
Yes, I think they are. And I think it's interesting because at the weekend, I was down on the tills at the weekend and I think those figures that they've given out are absolutely right. What I have noticed is that lots and lots of pots are selling. You know, people are planting them up so that they can look after them because obviously it's pretty difficult gardening weather, isn't it? The ground is rock hard and everything's very, very dry. So we're seeing lots of container gardening, as I would call it.
Yeah, and I suppose if you've got a bowl or two of washing up water, you can keep containers growing very well.
I think I was talking to a lady at the weekend. She was going on holiday, and she was saying, well, you know, what can I do? And I was saying, well, put all your pots together, put them in a shady area, and it's amazing how much less water you use when they're all in a group, when they're scattered around the patio and the sun is on all of them and all the air's flowing around, you know, they're transpiring very, very rapidly. Whereas when you put them in a shady corner all together, you really can get a couple of extra days from the same amount of water. So that's a recommendation that if anyone's going away.
Now, Adam, one of the reasons I wanted to speak to you was that we had our prettiest rose competition 2 or 3 weeks ago now. That was a pretty hot weekend, and you managed to field the prettiest rose in Britain. Now, can you tell us a bit about the day? I mean, you had a rather special judge, didn't you?
We did. We were very fortunate to have Matt Biggs come. People brought their roses in, and he came down later in the day, about 5 o'clock, and judged them straight away after they'd been delivered, because you know, obviously the weather was extremely hot and we were worried about things flagging. Matt's such a great entertainer, isn't he? And such a knowledgeable chap. Anyway, I mean, he felt the decision was quite radical. I'm not sure why, but Tequila Sunrise with Mrs. Phillipson was the winner, and it was beautiful, wasn't it?
It was a lovely rose. Yes,
she looked absolutely perfection. She'd done a great job.
And it came about because one of your staff had actually been out to her local horticultural club and spoken about the competition.
That's right. I know you know Chris Thorne, don't you? One of our managers here. Chris has been in the industry for many, many years. I'm sure he won't want me to say that. But he looks as young as ever. Obviously, gardening and health and all that. And he'd been out and spoken about it and said we were doing the festival. And she had just decided on the spur of the moment, yes, I'll go down and do that. And I've got some fantastic looking roses. And she's absolutely thrilled, and so are we.
I can tell you from our end, it wasn't easy judging. We had over 30 garden centres from Bournemouth right up to the northeast, and so that meant we had 30 winners to choose from. Goodness knows how many roses in all. You know, must have been hundreds. And we were looking not for an exhibition rose, but just simply a pretty rose.
Yeah. I think Tequila Sunrise, I don't really know that rose very well. It wasn't something that sprung to mind, but it has got fantastic colour, hasn't it? Yellow edged and scarlet, and it looked fantastic. So there always has to be a winner on these things. You do wonder sometimes, don't you? But I was absolutely delighted it was one of our customers.
But was it fairly easy to choose your winner, or was that a bit tight?
No, I think it was difficult. I mean, let's be honest, Peter, people who bring in their blooms have normally done a pretty decent job on choosing something that looks quite spectacular.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we needed to have someone expert like Matt Biggs to make that decision, and he did us proud.
Yeah, and that whole Rose Festival week had quite an effect. I mean, when we first thought of the idea and tried to persuade a few people to help us last January, I have to admit we were a little nervous about it all. We could have fallen flat on our face.
It all takes a bit of time, doesn't it? You're very enthusiastic and got behind, and we sort of all absorbed it. And it's quite difficult sometimes at that time of the year, even with our forward planning head on, to imagine June and the weather and things. But I think once the idea filtered through, I'm delighted you got 30 garden centres on board. And I know you had some real proper centres in there, didn't you?
Yes.
We're quite a big rose garden centre. I think talking to Jane, our lady who looks after our roses, we've got over 200 varieties on sale at the moment.
Goodness.
You know, we've got lots of keen customers, and I think I know what you mean. It was slow to start off, but I think once people got behind it, then, and of course, although the weather was hot, Peter, it did help, because the roses have been looking, you know, at that time were looking fantastic, weren't they?
Oh, without question. I mean, all that rain in February, March, and then the cold weather, and then the hot, then the roses really come with a push, and they were fantastic.
They were. Yeah. I'd almost say you'd planned it perfectly.
But now, roses are not your number one plant. I mean, I was on the show circuit with your father-in-law for 4 years showing dahlias. Have you still got all those gold medal cards pinned up in the restaurant?
We have. I'm allowed to brag about this because it's nothing to do with me. It was my father-in-law and my mother-in-law. As you rightly say, my father-in-law founded the business in 1955. And they won 36 consecutive gold RHS medals. My mother-in-law does remind me that they won significantly more than that. I think they won 44, but the consecutive bit is the key. So they really did know their onions. That's not quite the right expression, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, know their dahlias. Yeah.
And of course, dahlias are still a key part of the garden centre. And I think our garden and our dahlia trials ground are probably one of the things that make us quite special.
And you have a Dahlia Festival, don't you?
We do. We call it the Autumn Festival. Saturday the 8th of September to Sunday the 16th of September. We have a garden next door to the garden centre, which is about an acre. And about half an acre of it is dahlias on display in traditional rows. So over 60 varieties of dahlias for people to come and look at the catalogue, choose the ones they like because they'll be on sale. We will lift the tuber in the autumn and our plants will be on sale from April next year. But also, adjacent to that more traditional layout, we've planted about a half acre garden which has the dahlias in position in the border, just to show how flexible they are and the huge variety of sizes. And dahlias for a while were a little bit out of fashion. They're certainly back in fashion now.
Oh, without question,
and
yes.
And of course the huge size, the sizes, you know, all the way from Poms up to Giants, you know, really is something for everyone. It's a really fun occasion and we will have a marquee in the garden and we'll be serving teas and things. So if anyone needs any information, they can always find that on our website. But Saturday the 8th to Sunday the 16th of September inclusive.
That's an 8-day.
That's right. And of course, we've got great access here, Peter. But if you can't make it to the garden, we will have a marquee in the garden centre where Mrs. Aylett and Julie Aylett and the whole team will have done a display of cut blooms, which we will have harvested from the field. It really is quite an event. It's not the event it was when my father-in-law and mother-in-law started many, many years ago, because in those days, you know, we had thousands of people visiting. But it's really is a great occasion, and it's well worth a visit.
Well, I can't recommend it enough. And if people are thinking about changing the kinds of dahlias they're growing or want to increase their collection or have never grown any, I mean, it's a perfect place, isn't it, to just see everything that's available.
Yes, and see them in the garden. That's the other thing I really like, Peter. I mean, you know, the traditional layout of rows of dahlias was what we did for many, many years, and of course that's still there, but seeing them actually in a garden setting, in a border, in that half acre is really quite inspiring. And obviously there's lots of butterflies and, you know, there's lots of interest there going on. If anyone goes on our website and has a look at our drone video, they will get a feeling of what it was like a couple of years ago. And the garden is now a couple of years older and it's, if I may say, it's even better.
Yeah. Well, can you give us the website address?
Yes, certainly. www.aylett, A-Y-L-E-T-T, nurseries, nurseries.co.uk. And Aylett Nurseries is all one word.
Well, now, Adam, there's one last question. Do we now have a prettiest dahlia competition like we had? A prettiest rose competition.
Yeah, well, now you're raising the pressure a bit, because the pressure would be on us to have a customer with a winner, because they'd be saying, well, I bought my plants from you. And you're meant to be the expert. So I'm probably, that's making me feel slightly nervous, Peter.
Adam, thank you very much for your time today. I will certainly do my best to call in and have a look at your dahlia festival and recommend that our listeners do the same.
Before I go, Peter, could I just tell you about one other thing I think your listeners would be very interested in?
Yeah.
We currently have a tropical butterfly house at the garden centre.
Do you?
Yes. Julie and I, my wife, went on a garden centre tour around Switzerland a couple of years ago, and we noticed that lots of the garden centres and nurseries there had tropical butterfly houses, temporary ones, and we thought we can do that. And it's been absolutely fantastic, appeals to all ages, learning about the life cycle, seeing tropical butterflies. But there's a really good link with butterflies, you know, our own native butterflies. Our own celebration garden has lots and lots of butterflies, and we're encouraging people to get involved in the big butterfly count that's taking place from the 20th of July to the 12th of August. And they can download a form, or we've got forms here, and take a wander around our garden and have a look. but they're guaranteed to see something slightly more tropical in our temporary butterfly corner.
I must have a quick look, both at your butterfly house, but also in my garden. You know, I did see this weekend some
holly. Get your butterfly ID guide out, Peter. Yeah. And
well, I'm sure there were holly blues flying about. Yeah.
Well, I think it's a good assessment of the health of our environment, isn't it?
Yeah, another thing to do.
Absolutely.
Thanks again. Wish you well.
Yep. Nice to talk to you.
Well, that was a great conversation with Adam and a very useful tip to get your container plants grouped together if you're going away for a day or two, have them in the shade. My thanks to this week's sponsor, Sutton Seeds, and my producer, Rich Jarman.